So today our study circle is about unity, unity with God. A small quantity of seawater kept separately in a bottle will smell foul in a few days. As long as it is in the sea, nothing affects it. Be in the sea, as part of it. Do not individualize and separate yourself. Do not feel that you are the body separate from the in-ruler. Right now, my question is when I read that, like, how these separations happen, or is it real or not? Or when this separation starts, and why we feel that?
Parnos shares her understanding and basically says that as children, little kids, we were taught this idea of separation.
I have a question. What makes you guys think that you're separated? Where does this idea came that I'm separated, I need to go back?
For me, I see the more I am empty, the more I am open to let go of this personality.
But that's not my answer, though. I'm saying, what makes us think that we are separated in the first place, that our search has started it?
Mine?
No. What? Does anybody else understand what I'm saying? What makes you think that you're separated, that you need to go? Where did you get that idea?
A couple of people share their understanding, and then Sat says,
what I'm trying to come to is that the moment that we felt we were separated, actually our misery started. That's why I want us to go back and say, when was it that we accepted that we are a separate person, separate being? Because we always talk about separation and how to go back. But we never reverse that and say, when was it that I accepted this idea that I am separated and I have to go in search of merging or becoming something else? I think if the idea of separation was not in our mind from the very beginning, the individuality would not be there. There would not be any search, any need to find, any need to accomplish. So it's a very important question that I haven't posed, I don't know, ever, is that go back as far as we can go back and find out when was it that we believed we are an individual, that we need to go back home again? When was it? When we do this, we go back to our childhood. We go back to when we were 2 years old. And then the next question comes, is that when I was two, before the first thought came that I accepted my mom and my father, individual and me, individual, what was I? What was I before the thought of I am somebody came? It's to me, it's a very important question to go back and say, okay, I was two, I was a year and a half. I had an empty mind. I think I had an empty mind because I didn't remember worrying about anything. But I existed it. I was still existing just as much as I exist now. What has it changed? Because when we are on spiritual path, we get from our guru a direction to go back, or to do this and not do this, practice this. But the main thing is, when did we become, when did we feel like we are the water in the bottle instead of the sea? When we go back to that age of 2, 1.5, we realize that nothing has changed except our freedom. We still existed. We had existence. So there is nothing to find, nothing to merge. It's just the realization that we accepted an idea, but whether it doesn't change that existence that you were at the 2. That's what I'm trying to say. I think this self-inquiry helps us to not frantically look, try, effort. Just settle down to that existence that you had before the mess started. And that's all we have to do.
I have a question, Kadani.
Yeah, you can question, you also go back and say, did I exist it before I knew I existed it? Yes, I did exist it. Do I exist in my sleep? Yes, I do. Do I remember my deep sleep? No, I don't. But I did exist. Right? So there is no separation. It's just an idea. And we emphasize on the idea more than actual realization that nothing ever went anywhere. Is it hard to understand?
It's very freeing. It's a very big point because so we just replace the idea with a different idea. When as a kid, right, then as Sohela said, some people came and told us, oh, you're separate, you need to go to the, like this.
It doesn't matter what they told us. It doesn't even matter if we accepted an idea. It matters to know that we're never separated. There is no separation. We're whole. That's what drops the idea. Not searching amongst our idea to find a way to become the sea. It's very subtle of what I'm saying.
Go back before the ideas.
And by realizing you're never separated because you have the proof of it, then where does the search go? Where does the believing of ideas come from? You say, oh my goodness, I'm awake now. I thought I was miserable with this and that. Doesn't that make you think?
It does.
Beyond ordinary thinking.
Yeah, definitely does.
When you go beyond ordinary thinking, you're not thinking. Your heart is analyzing it. Mm-hmm. And that's what the wise people do. The mind wants to grab lack. Not having something, having to get it. Heart wants to say you're already complete. Just drop the idea that you have lack and incompleteness, unfinished business. We're constantly trying to get better. Better for what? Go back to before you knew who you were. And that put everything in perspective. Now you know why I asked the reverse question. I didn't want a fast answer.
شما یه جا در مورد خونه هم همینو میگید، میگید که اگر قبول کنید که تو خونه هستی دیگه دنبال میلیون ها دلیل نمیگردی که چجور سرچ کنم برگردی خونه.
Exactly. She was saying, I once told that When you know you're a home, you don't search for home. When you believe the idea that you're not home, you're frantically looking for home. Home being symbolic of resting place in yourself. Just for a moment, if we drop the search, we drop all the ideas of worship and devotion and religion and meditation and all of that. For a moment, feel complete because you did. You always are. The mind stops. It just stops. And you arrived. You're already there.